proclamation number 4073 dated the June 30th, 1947. Luminous appearance in the sky. The cross of Jesus Christ. Pay heed to the occurrences of the last days. And thus you will soon become aware of changes in nature. You will be able to observe a peculiar power play, a phenomenon which will make you think, if you regard it with the right attitude towards me, the Creator, who also causes these appearances to take place in order to turn all people's attention to himself. And you will notice that only few people have the right attitude towards me, that most try to explain everything in a worldly sense and are not especially impressed by extraordinary manifestations. This luminous sign will show itself during the day. It will be visible in the sky without prior warning and will not permit any other interpretation than a reference to Christ's act of salvation, because it is in the shape of a cross with the unmistakable face of the Redeemer. And this luminous phenomenon will give rise to much debate, and now my servants should prepare themselves since this manifestation will be the beginning. It is more or less intended for all people, because it can be seen by all. But how differently it will be regarded and how little it will be understood. I will cause a visible sign to appear in the sky and yet find very little attention. I will place the work of salvation before their eyes that they may believe in Jesus Christ and become blessed, but their faith in him will be as good as gone and will no longer be found or strengthened either, in spite of this luminous appearance. Because humanity has become too worldly minded and does not want to believe, because they would like to evade all responsibility which they could not do if they had faith in Christ. And thus, this luminous appearance will again be a sign from heaven, a sign of the last days, for only a few people. Although many will indeed be seized by inner unrest, it will soon give way to tense attention which, however, is only due to the appearance as such. They will not believe that it is related to the forthcoming end and will merely mock the believers, who will proclaim these predictions to their fellow human beings so that they can prepare themselves for the end. They will find little belief and yet may not slow down in their work for my kingdom, because such opportunities are a special grace for people on earth to reflect and consider the thought of possible intercession by supernatural forces through extraordinary natural phenomena, that the appearance will have been planned by me to remind people of the end. Science will provide an explanation which will also be accepted. But anyone with spiritual aspiration will recognize me therein and will cheer and rejoice in view of the imminent end. Because the world will have nothing more to offer him, yet his heart will be full of hope for life after death, and he will long for the lost hour which will release him from earthly hardship, as I promised, that I will come in the clouds to take my own home into my kingdom. He will know that the hour has arrived when earthly tribulations increase and no more worldly help can be expected. Then I will shorten the days so that my own will remain faithful and endure to the end. Amen.